Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be a football fan to love our guest on the podcast this week, Julian Edelman. He played his entire career with the New England Patriots. I don't even know how many of his games you covered, Erin, but of course, three-time Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, and a good time.
Oh, good time.
We don't need to say more. Jules, coming up next.
Don't ever say software again.
Ever. Julian Edelman, he's asking what kind of, are we on AOL or are we on Chrome? I don't know what the questions are, but we have a lot of them for you. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. You guys look so tan. You guys look good.
Oh, it's a ring light.
I've been at the beach, Jules.
You guys look like you're getting some color, enjoying this beautiful weather before the storm of the NFL season.
Oh my God, this guy.
Well, this guy knows.
Is he just getting wiser and wiser? Yes, I did go into the sun.
That's all the gray hair.
Oh, I thought you were talking about mine. I was going to be like, you bastard.
No, Julian Edelman.
I actually had a very special start today. It was my daughter's first day of kindergarten.
Oh, Lily.
This is huge.
Yeah, Lily is not like when the last time you saw her. She's like a full-grown 18-year-old.
So how'd it go? Tell us everything. Give us the play-by-play. Dropping her off. Were you worried about crying? Go.
Play-by-play. First off, horrible parking selection for parents. So had to walk like 6 blocks in a hill. Daughter looked beautiful, looked cute, looked happy. A lot of little kids that were familiar faced because we're in this little area and she got like a little scooter gang. A lot of them went to Fountain Day, same little pre-K. So we were in a very familiar environment. I felt good. Looked at all the teachers right in their face. I wanted to see who's going to be dealing with my child. And it was a great day. It was a great day. I almost got teared up at the end. It's pretty gnarly. Like a blink of an eye and she's already in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I remember she was just born.
I remember when she was born. Yeah, that's crazy. So you didn't cry, huh? Come on, Jules.
I don't know. I kept it. I got warm.
Where?
In my face, facial area.
Yeah.
But that's crazy because I remember kindergarten, I was crying. I did not want my mom to leave me. So did she look back at you? She was like, Daddy, where are you going? Or was it like, peace, I'm out of here?
She was pretty good. I mean, we've been in a routine of going to like pre-K. I don't know if she understands that this is kindergarten yet, like quite yet. We've been talking about it, but she handled it like a champ. She's pretty outgoing and she had like some friends in her class. So she was pretty good with that. But she gave the last hug and that was it. And then she started her class.
You are a you're a girl dad, and I love always seeing your videos of Lily. I can't believe how much she's grown up since, you're right, the last time I saw her. What's been the coolest thing? Maybe something that surprised you about being a girl dad? Because I'm sure, like, all guys, they want the boys, especially the athletes. But what's shocked you the most?
What shocked me the most is, you know, she's girly, you know, her mom with her mom. And, you know, she's got that whole girly side. But as of late, you know, I always throw out like, oh, soccer's on. Oh, let's go kick the ball around. And as of late, like, she'll come up to me and she'll ask me like, Daddy, you want to go kick the ball? You want to go? Because I'll bring her to the field when I go run and stuff. And like now she's asking me to go to it. And another thing that's really surprising, you know, being a girl dad, you know, you watch action movies, you watch like all these movies. And whenever there was like a female, we're going to go down a road. Whenever there was like a female, I'm like, I don't know if she could do that on like this jump. Now that I have a little girl, I'm sitting there and it, like, I visualize that, like, I could be my little girl. She could probably do that now. Aww. You know, like, so it gives you a whole different perspective of just everything. I don't know if that even answered your question, but you know, that's what I thought about.
Hey, so you sweet. Always have had great hair, Jules. Can you do Lily's hair? Like, do you have a specialty ponytail, pigtails? Do you braid?
Pony.
High or low?
I go high.
Oh yeah.
I go high just in case I throw a hat on.
So,
and I'm pretty decent with it. I could do the braid, but I'm not really great with it.
That's hard. Braids are hard.
If I don't have the comb, because I like it to look good. You know, I don't want to be all right when she's with dad. She got sloppy ass hair.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, I'm always pretty nitpicky with her hair. I'm like, hey, get over here. We got to do your hair. Let's comb your hair. You know, let's go.
Oh yeah. So sweet. Joanne, you just said that she asked to go to the field with you. There's all these rumors out there about you coming back. Are you playing? Are you not playing? What's the deal? What's the latest? What do you feel like this week? Coming back or not coming back?
This week, you know, I my emotions are running high. Just dropped off the kid at school.
Ooh.
Getting used to this beautiful little routine that we got, getting ready for the NFL season. That's I'll be covering on Inside the NFL, which streams on Paramount Plus, of course.
Nice.
So I got a whole lot of things going on right now. We got Games with Names, my podcast. So I, you know, do I have an itch? Of course. It's that time of the year. Does my body feel like it can do it? I would probably need about 3 weeks of working out. I don't know. It's tough. It's, you know, it's still there and I can still do it. And I like that feeling.
Yeah.
I like that feeling that I still feel like I can do it. I don't know right now if I want to yet. So I'm still staying in somewhat kind of good shape, but I'm still on the fence. We'll see. You got to let it wouldn't be the beginning of the year. I'd have, the situation would have to be right. And you got to watch the season. You know, maybe a team needs a receiver here or there down the road. You never know.
I was just going to say the old follow-up question, what would that situation have to entail and who would the phone call have to be from? Whoa.
What is that, a bar out? What is that behind you? Where are you?
So this used to be distraction.
Jared's game room or Jared's, but like man's cave. And then I took it over. Stooley couldn't have any more rooms in this house. I took them all over.
How's Stooley?
Stooley's good. Thanks so much for asking. He was actually wondering the same thing. What would it take to get you back? You want me to have him come down here and ask you?
Sure.
Why not?
Whatever. I know. I got to catch up with Stooley.
I know.
What would it take? It'd take obviously a team that, you know, has the same kind of psyche that I think of the game of football. You know, with the opportunity to go out and win and have a deep run into the playoffs. That's honestly what it'd be about. The team that's winning, a team that's going to win, a team that has a good quarterback, a team that understands what it takes to win instead of, you know, going out there and thinking they do, you know, a team that works. So I don't know. It doesn't have to be a specific person. But a lot of those qualities would have to be in that phone call or the person calling.
Aaron's holding up the TB12 book. I know that he called you, though, when he went to Tampa and you gave him a hard pass. How come that was such an easy no at the time? And maybe it's different. Or is it a Patriot thing? Or what kind of goes into that? And why was it easy for you to say no the first time he called?
You'd look good in that jersey, Jules.
What is that? Pewter?
What is this? Velvet?
Yeah, I was still under contract with the Patriots. That's the team that ultimately gave me an opportunity to go out and chase a dream and actually get a dream that my dream since I was a little kid. So, but then, you know, Tom's like one of my best friends from that organization. And, you know, at that time, I was still committed to the New England Patriots. So, And that's my home. Yeah. I spent 12 years there. That's where I grew up. So, you know, as an adult, not a child, but, you know, from 22 to 36, I've been in Boston, and, you know, it's a big part of who I am now. So, you know, I wasn't ready to leave.
I love that. Okay. I feel like have we beaten this topic up enough, CT? Because we got to get to his podcast.
Yeah. No,
I don't want to put the guy in the spot. You know, I feel like when you get back, Fox will be grilling you, you know?
No, and that's the other thing too, is that there is life for you after football, and the game's always there if you want to go back, which we've seen a lot of different guys do. Gronk was one of them, right? He joined us at Fox, and then he was like, oh, I want to go back. So either way, your allegiance has always been with the Patriots, which is incredible. People that don't know, I mean, you played all 12 seasons, 13 years in the NFL with the Patriots. You were drafted in the 7th round. What I love is you were drafted as a quarterback. So for you, just sort of, if you were to go back and tell yourself, the younger self, now what you know, not even just about football, but life. You just talked about growing up and really maturing on and off the field. What would you tell your younger self back then?
I would tell myself to enjoy the process a little more. Mm. You know, you blink and it's been 10 years, you know, and where I was at, there was such a standard of winning with New England and playing with Brady and Gronk and all these studs and these really good football players. There's always a certain standard. So you were automatically competing every day with the best players and trying to, you know, keep that standard. And sometimes you didn't get to enjoy it as much. Yes, I had a lot of fun playing in the NFL, but, you know, after every year, even when we won a Super Bowl, like then you were working even harder because, you know, you're the target to everyone now. And we were like that my whole entire year. So like each year was harder and harder because this league's smart. These people, you got a bunch of old coaches that sit and watch football all day just to scheme and game plan on how to beat a team and you know, to be consistent. At least for me, I had to play the whole make stories in your mind game to motivate yourself. You know, when you're 8-0 and you're playing a defending Super Bowl champion and you're playing a 2-6 team, you know, and you're in the middle and the meat of the year, you're beat up. You know, you gotta create these little stories to keep yourself motivated to go out and perform at the absolute highest level you possibly can. So that's what I got, Coach.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie. And whether we're headed out on a hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Jules, I just watched the Derek Jeter docuseries. I'm dying to know if you did. And that's something he... it's really good. That's something he says that he wished he had done a little bit more because he was always looking to the next day and what he could do better. You wish you had enjoyed it a little more. How do you do that with the grind of the Patriot way? And every day you're expected to be a certain way. And like you just said, you guys win a Super Bowl and you want to enjoy it, but you know you've got the target on your back. How could you have done that differently?
I don't know. I think, you know, I was always taught, my pops always taught me, you can't be balanced if you want to be great. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's sacrifices that you have to make, whether that's, you know, your family time sometimes or your friends. If you have a goal and you really are trying to accomplish something with all of your heart, I mean, that's kind of how I was brought up and that's how I was taught. And that's the example I saw from my father who got up at, you know, 5 every morning, came home at 5, then brought me to the field. We'd go practice and then we'd do homework after practice. And it was a routine like that every day. So it's honestly a terrible way to live when you almost have this sense of I'm never satisfied with the game, because you go out, you win a Super Bowl, you sit there, you think, and then you don't want to do too much because you're already thinking about the next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, what do you do? I think you actually just have to sit back and relax and not do anything and kind of realize that, you know, that's all right sometimes when you have that feeling. I always felt like when I would go on vacation, I didn't vacation or anything my whole career, really. I mean, I went to Israel a few times.
Came to Montana.
Montana, but we were working there.
I know.
You know, but like, I would get away and I would feel, if I wasn't in my domain or my environment with like my body work guy, the nutrition, my facility, like I felt weird after a week.
Really?
Like I would get nervous and I would have like these crazy worries, like the Chicken Little, the sky is falling. Someone's going to catch up on me. So like, you know, that's the one thing I wish I would have done a little more is enjoy it. And how do you do that? I don't know. I'm still working on that.
Well, you have 3 Super Bowl rings and a Super Bowl MVP trophy to look at as a, you know, a massive reward for all your hard work. Most guys don't even sometimes even get to sniff what you were able to do with your tenure with the Patriots. So you say that, you know, you didn't get time off when you were playing. Now you're retired and you're still working hard. So tell us more about Games with Names and everything that entails on the podcast and why you wanted to enter this weird space that we're all in now.
Yeah, my respect for you two ladies have gone enormously out the roof now that I've been in your game for a year and just the media world. Like, you guys are studs to be able to just go out and just speak and broadcast to 50% of the audience that likes it or knows it and 50% of the audience has no clue. Like, all these little skills that you're learning, it's been insane to jump in this world. But like you said, I started a podcast, Games with Names. I partnered up with Sam Morrell. It's a sports history podcast, and it got developed through Coast Productions, my production company. We partnered with WinBet, and you know, we were sitting there thinking, like, what could we do a podcast on? And Kyler, our director, in-house director at Coast Productions, he was out at Thanksgiving, and you know, he was telling this story, and he goes, yeah, I saw this guy. I didn't know his name, but I knew I played against him in high school football, and he was giving me the perspective of this big game that we played in, and I was giving him my perspective. And that's kind of where it shot off, where we wanted to get the perspective of people who played in the game on both winning and losing sides,
yeah,
about these important games that we've all loved throughout all sports. It's not just football. It's football. We got Paul Pierce with, you know, the Celtics game in the wheelchair game. We got, you know, a hockey game. We got a lot of things going. And it's really cool to sit down and talk with the athletes that or celebrity or someone who's associated with the city, and talk their perspective on how this game makes them feel. Because, you know, sport, we all know, us three, you know, it's brought a lot of people together. It's one of those things that allows you to kind of leave reality. Let's go just put everything away and let's celebrate the histories of these games.
I love that. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just think of history of games. I think of history of games that you played in. Before we get to any kind of Jules memories and maybe how you'll put them into the podcast, you talked about joining the media world. What's kind of been the most challenging thing being on this side? Because let's be honest, you were the one I did a couple of sit downs with you, talked to you post game. You're the guy, you're the face. You're so much fun to talk to. So what's been so hard about this little job, Jules?
Well, so it reminded me a lot of like my rookie year.
What?
Because I you said, I was drafted. I was a quarterback in college, yeah, and then I jumped into something completely that I'm not used to or anything, which you never played receiver. So then, you know, fast forward to last year of my life, when I hit that first day going on the set, lights, camera, action, you're sitting next to Ray Lewis, you're sitting next to Michael Irvin, Phil Simms is over there giving you a dirty look, and JB's looking charming as hell. And all of a sudden you got to perform when the light's on you. Like, you know, I was nervous. I've never done it. They don't really prepare you like they say they're, like when you're doing the contract, like they just give you bulletproof points and they say, hey, come up with your stuff. So, you know, the ability to go out and just perform on demand, I mean, that was crazy. You know, it's different. So many games. You got to watch all the games.
So like, many games.
Like, I'm used to like preparing for one team. Now I got to watch every game. You got to know all the storylines. This guy did this at halftime. This guy, oh, there was a fight on the sideline. Like, there's a lot of other things that I have to be aware of.
Yeah.
And then that's honestly, I'm still learning. You know, I'm still in the learning seat. I don't think you ever stop, and I'm real low on the reps. So, you know, I'm enjoying it. My first 8 weeks last year of the season, I was like terribly. I was like so nervous every time I got on. And then, you know, after I got a feel of it and I kind of learned it a little, you know, I got more and more comfortable. So, you know, I'm excited for this year on Inside the NFL, which streams on Paramount Plus, of course, and Games with Names that we're launching tomorrow. You know, I'm excited to keep creating and keep going out there and using a different part of my brain and using things that I've always enjoyed really doing. I always loved him performing when I was younger, you know, doing the school plays and stuff. So,
school plays. What were you? What was your?
Oh, I love
you,
this.
Were you a lead in what? What was your different plays?
I was never quite the lead.
Damn
I was
it.
Never quite the lead, but I was always like the three or four that, you know, like where I could put my own spin. Like I was like this camp counselor at this crazy camp when I was in fourth, and then Bye Bye Birdie. I wasn't Birdie. I wanted Birdie. I was another person that was like associated with Birdie.
Oh.
I was never the lead. Never the lead.
But, I've seen that.
Role players get love too.
There you go.
Sure do.
The acting in your commercials, that's just you. I mean, you are a star and you are the lead. Now, I want to bring it back real quick. You mentioned Games with Names and the backstory of those incredible, you know, historic moments in sports that, you know, we've all seen as fans. You and Aaron, of course, Aaron on the sidelines for that Super Bowl against Atlanta and your incredible drive. What was it? You know, less than 3 minutes to go. You guys are down by 8. I need the Julian Edelman and the Aaron Andrews perspective. We'll start with you, Jules, as that was all unfolding and sort of what you now can remember stepping back from it, you know, 5 years later.
5 years later, yikes.
Isn't that crazy?
Jeez.
Lady Gaga halftime, by the way.
Great show.
See, I don't even know the halftime shows of the Super Bowls we played in.
Been in so many, you know, who can count, right?
You know, whatever. Yeah, 3 minutes to go. When was that? After the, what, did we have the sack, the Hightower sack fumble, or was that the Trey Flowers sack? You know, so like once after we came out of halftime, you know, I was a rah-rah guy. It's going to be a hell of a story. Let's do this, guys. For the Gipper. Yeah, whatever. And then like first, third down back, we hold them. I have a decent punt return. We go third down. I drop a ball. So I'm sitting there like, damn, that's not going to be really good for going forward. We're still down 24. What was it? 24-3.
Yeah.
And so then things just started clicking. You know, everyone kind of settled down. Like, we weren't really out of the game because they were blowing us out. We were out of game because of self-inflicted wounds, a pick six, a turnover in the red area, you know, not doing well on third down, which is something we completely talked about all week in fucking practice. I'm sorry for swearing. Are we not allowed to
swear,
on this one?
You got it.
We're good.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, we never know. There's courtesies. So after Trey gets a sack, Hightower gets a sack, our offense, we're starting to like pick things up. Guys are working. You know, it was just nuts to see it go the way it did. And my perspective during the game, I never think we're going to lose. But the first time I watched it on TV, I was like just as stunned as everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how did we do this? Like, you know, yeah, it's weird because we've been in that situation. I know it wasn't, you know, in the Super Bowl, but we've been behind large leads at halftime against Cleveland Browns 2013. I believe Denver Broncos, we were down 24-0 at halftime against Peyton Manning, and came back and won both those games. We had these crazy heroic type comeback wins. So like, you knew it was in there. It was just really about settling down and really worrying about what you had to do on each and every play. And it's kind of boring to hear my perspective, but that's really what it was. Like, guys, just like, no one really wanted to jinx anything because we saw things going right. So like you'd look over, like I would look, I always really close to Matthew Slater, and he would sit over like across from like the special teams area. And he'd always like look over at me. I'd look over at him and I'd be like, nah, we can't look, you know, like, it, like, so I don't know. Once we started getting those sacks, and then once we scored, got both those 2-point conversions, which people don't, that's crazy to even realize how hard that is. And that we were able to do that. Getting a 2-point conversion is very hard, let alone two. But after we did that, and once we won that toss, we knew we were winning the game. So, you know, it's just, that's why you play the game right there for those types of games. And we actually, we got Amendola for that game, so we're going to get his perspective. I'm more interested in, like, what is your perspective, Aaron, when you were on the sideline?
Well, hold on. I'm asking the questions here. No, I love that. Wait, first, did you blank out during that catch? Did you at any point, like, think, shit, where is it? What do you remember about that catch?
Well, I remember, like, that whole week in practice. So that's called a shoot route, which you either run a crosser versus one safety high look, or you run a middle read versus two safety high look, which is you bend it. Instead, you know, if it's two safeties, you're going to bend it, sell the go, and keep it to the near upright. And like the number one coaching point on that specific route is do not rush it. Be patient with the route, because we were getting that cover five look. So you have to make them feel like you're running the out route to create separation. And then you're going to hit it to the post. And I ran a shitty route. And anytime the DB on a shoot route looks back at the quarterback before you do, you're like praying, like, oh, fuck, we're about to throw an interception here. And so when he looked back for the ball and tipped it, I didn't see the other two defenders. I just saw that he was in between us, me and the ball, which is never a good look. So I just went to go really try to, like, hopefully not let this thing get picked.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one thing happens. I don't really remember the rest, but I knew I caught it. You know, it was all reactional type stuff. So, and then, you know, I remember trying to get a Peter call. It's like, Peter, which means you're trying to get the whole team so you can snap it quick. I knew I called it, but I was like, hey, Tommy, fake the Peter. So they call a timeout to challenge it, because then if they do that, then you're going to waste their timeout.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, Peter. And we did that, and you know, they challenged it, and we thankfully got it. It was a 2nd and 10. It wasn't that big of a play, but Danny, the next play, hits a crosser. I got contributions from everyone on the offense. And it was, I mean, it's still crazy.
It is.
You know,
we got
a rookie out there. You got no Gronk out there to go out and do it. It's a good one.
Chris and I are so turned on right now. Like, to see, you know, a cross route, a D2 DB.
I love a cover two.
All of this. But my perspective was the Julio catch, was Julio's catch before that, the third down catch, right? That was before this. Yeah. Cause once, so I just remember standing there and, you know, it's halftime and I'm talking to, who the heck did I talk to? I don't even remember, but it was just like, this can't be it. Like, and then of course, selfishly, don't get mad. We're thinking at Fox, the Super Bowl, damn it. Everyone's going to be turning off their TVs now because
ratings.
They're down. But then I was talking to somebody and they're like, absolutely not. Cause they want to see if these guys can do it. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there. Oh, Dan Quinn. Why did I blank out? I'm talking to Dan Quinn at half and you could just still tell. He's just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So Julio's catch happened. And I remember looking at my producer and being like, wow. And it was right by where I was standing. And he goes, write that down. That's going to be a big one when you talk to him post game. So I wrote down and I started and all this stuff. And then you guys started coming back. And I've told this many times. I'm just sitting there and I'm looking at Matt Ryan because I wasn't on your sideline. And he just looks like he's going to puke. And like, he's just holding himself like this. And he just looks like he's going to barf. And then Jules, you make that catch. And I just remember from the sidelines, we're all dying to see, you know, did he make it? Did he make it? But when you go back and watch the TV copy, I think it's Troy Aikman at his best because he literally just loses it. And he goes, oh my God, what a catch. And it was just like a cool moment for such a polished announcer. Forget about you and how great you were. It's all about us, of course. But yeah, it was
it is.
And then when you guys go into overtime, it's just like, this has never happened before in a Super Bowl. Holy crap. To hear our boss's perspective in trying to sell Super Bowl ads in overtime is unbelievable. And what they were going for. And it was like, can you guys really do this? James White, it was just, I have goosebumps. I shaved my legs and now the hair is back. So it's very exciting.
You guys sold commercial rights after the game to the other companies or what?
No, when you guys were going into overtime, the rate of the price of commercials to be played in overtime during that game just shot through the roof. And our boss tells the story about being on the phone with the sales team and being like, this is what this is going for. Because New England Patriots Super Bowl, you guys are in overtime after being down by how much? Like, this shit is going to be expensive. It's really
cool.
It's going
to be cheap. Yeah, no. That's...
And then the jersey was stolen, right? Is that that another storyline in that one too? That was dramatic.
I mean, they find the jersey in Mexico.
So random.
But they don't know who shot Tupac.
Yeah, or Biggie. Let's not forget Biggie involved in this one.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
Well, we know what you're doing inside the NFL and games with names. You have so much going on. We appreciate you taking the time to do this. And of course, we got to get you a VIP parking pass at the elementary school. We can't be having
Do they know who you are?
You know,
there's so many cool people here in LA, though. Like, it's so weird. Like, when you go to like these little schools and you like, you get like, oh, there's the TV producer's family. There's like, oh, an actor. Like,
oh, I'm you're not cool. Like, you're not, you'll make the cool roster.
I'm a has-been.
Jules, yeah, right. No, give me a break. I just want to know if you're going to have Coach Belichick on the podcast. It'd be a beauty of a thing.
I know. I need to get him on. I'm trying. I just got a text message from him. I just got yesterday or 2 days
ago. Does he need you?
Nah, he texts me. He goes, I'm going to go to the Raiders joint practice. And he goes, hey, man, it's honestly weird that he texts me. But he's like, oh, here you come with the Patriots or the Raiders practice. Excited to see you. Da, da, da. I go, oh, it's going to be exciting to see you too again, coach. Yeah, yeah. Plus, number, what's his name? The kid doesn't look good in 11. He's too skinny for it.
Oh, no.
And he goes, well, 81 was taken. I wish he was at 81 too, but he's the closest thing to Moss we ever had.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, I've been impersonating this guy so much lately. Like, everyone wants to hear some bullshit story about it. And so, like, every time I get a call or a text from him, I'm, like, sitting there, like, he's gonna, like, oh, I'm sweating. Literally. Like, he's going to yell at me or something. But it's all out of fun. He understands that, I think. And, you know, he knows I love him.
Go ahead, CT.
No, I was just going to say, was he surprised that you went into media? I mean, he shouldn't have been when you first decided to.
Nah, because I was always, I was a smart ass. Once, like, after year 7 or 6, I was, like, I'd walk by like coach in the hallway and I'd be like, hey coach. Like, he's like not even looking at it, like in that tone and stuff. Like, and he'd be like, Edelman. Like, I'd always like try to like, like fuck with him or, you know, ask him questions. I don't know. Like, I don't think he was surprised. Maybe that guy surprises me on how he thinks. He's that like Jedi mind trick. So maybe he does he not? But I don't think anyone really knows what's going on there but him.
How are you surprised by him? What does he do? I understand the mind tricks, but just give us a little inside peek at that. What does he do?
Well, he just never gives his cards up.
Yeah.
You know, awesome. So that's, you know, like, you never really know what he's thinking. And I swear he'll say stuff to you just to kind of mind F you. And like, it leaves you like, what? And he'll just walk away. You're like, is he mad? Is he happy?
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you two things real quick. You and Aaron are close to Tom, but not everyone has that luxury. So Gronk told me one time in an interview, he was giving me, because it was before your guys' one of your many AFC championship games, this one against the Colts. And he was giving me the whole like Belichickian answer, like playing it safe, whatever. And I was like, dude, this is a terrible fucking interview. Like, you got to give me something.
And so he's like, okay, you want something? He's like, Brady doesn't shower after practice and I like spooning and like weird shit, you know, just like classic Gronk stuff. So I need a Tom thing that a lot of people, that he wouldn't care that you said, that people might be surprised about.
He gave him the, he was a guy that shower pilled a lot.
What do you call it? What did you just call it?
You called the shower pill.
What is that?
If you don't take a shower after practice or after work, you're taking a shower pill.
Oh shit. Yeah. Gronk gave him
that's
up.
That's what people used to call it. Yeah. That's, he either shower pilled or he would steal two heads and he'd have two heads of the showers on him.
A shower like, hog.
Yeah. Shower hog. One thing that people don't, you know, he loves chicken wings.
Oh,
like the night before games. We like, regardless of where you're at, you stay in a hotel, so you have the same kind of food always. And so that's how you judge the hotel, by the red sauce or like the wings and stuff. You know, you go to the hotels, this, that. But every night before game, after the QB meeting, you would always see little Brady sneaking over to the wing thing, looking around, taking a bite of a wing, taking a couple for the road. Like, he loves chicken wings.
I don't know what chapter the chicken wings are in this book. I'm looking by the strawberry chapter.
Huh. You know what?
Limit dairy.
So no ranch sauce. Jules, quickly, give me a grade on your former team. I know there's a lot of Patriots fans that will be listening to this. I just want to quick put your analyst hat on and give me your media response and inside look at what your former team is going to do this year.
I think it's going to be a learning experience for this team. I mean, we don't know what they're going to be. You know, they're losing an offensive coordinator that's been very, very involved with how things have gone in that system for a long time. And he's come from the whole Charlie Weiss and Josh McDaniels, who's going to be in Oakland now. Who's calling plays? I don't know. Nobody knows. That's kind of alarming. I mean,
Why are they doing that?
You never know. There could be a bunch of different variables where they could have had someone lined up if Josh was going to leave and that person took someone. There's so many things that could have happened that we don't know. And I guarantee, even like, I'll talk with guys, they don't tell shit to me. Now that I'm in the media, they all know that, you know, especially with me gunning out impressions of Bills. So like, yeah, but, you know, I think it's going to be a learning experience. Their defense, you know, I hope they're going to be able to stop the run. I mean, they were a little light in the box last year. Their linebackers weren't playing at a high level. We'll see if the newcomers that they signed this year will do well. But it's going to be an interesting year. That's a tough division. You're playing a Bills team that's ready, that's hungry, that's close to making Super Bowl, you know, runs potentially. You're playing a very electric, weaponized Miami team. And, you know, there's still the Jets, so they'll get those couple wins. But, you know, we'll see. I think it's going to be a learning year. I really do. I don't think you can go out and say what they're going to be because we don't know, even as an analyst. Did I just say nothing with saying nothing?
But you're good at that. And you have been for the 12 years that you played with the Patriots. I love you so much. But that shit was so hard to deal with. It was like, guys, come on, give me something. Just day by day. Take it day by day. Patriots ball.
I'm telling you right now, like, I'm a little worried.
Okay, but I need you. Wait, you have to do it. Wait, Jules, you have to do it you just said you do a Belichick impression. So I'm going to ask you the question and you answer it in Belichick's voice. Here you go. Coach Belichick, how are you guys going to do this year?
Look, it's fucking the third week of the preseason. I mean, we're just worried about the people we have in this building. I can't tell you what's going to happen in 2 weeks. I'm worried about tomorrow. That's plain and simple.
Well, that was so good. And I'm sweating from my armpits profusely. PTSD.
Look.
That's good.
That's his thing. He always says, look, look.
Look.
Like, I can't. I don't know. I don't have a magic ball. Or I don't have an eight ball. That's like his joke, is if he brings in something like, I don't have a magic cloak or anything.
Hello.
Jules, you got a hell of a setup though there. You don't miss those New England winners. I know that when you're looking poolside like you're looking at right now in California.
I do.
Well, come on.
I love Boston, man. And I was there like the winter is not bad if you're there until like February, you know, and then you get, then I would always come out here, you know, and then you get those seasons. Those seasons are nice. I mean, it's this every day out here. You can't, you don't love that. It's 75 and sunny, 80 and sunny every day. I mean, it's not great. I want to see some foliage in October.
Foliage. While I drive. Let's play a drinking game called Foliage. Jules, do you remember that? Do you remember that Cowboys game in Foxborough where it was like literally just 36 degrees, but it felt like the 20s and it was pouring the whole time and you guys blew the Cowboys out? It was god awful, that game. I was like, I hate it here.
That's the worst, is when it's still raining, but yes, it's like flirting with that, like it wants to snow, because then you're wet and it's cold and it's windy. Yeah, Foxborough's got some gnarly weather.
Gnarly. Hey, I'm going to do a Tom for you before we let you go. This is TB whenever he gets on our conference calls. Hey guys, how we doing? Tom here. How we doing?
Hey babe, how we doing?
Hey guys. Hey babe.
How we doing? He throws out how the babe doing a lot.
Oh, he's a babe. Babe guy.
Oh.
Hey babe. Hey babe. Hey babe.
I didn't know. Hey babe.
I need to tell you this. He's a baver. So in Montana, not this summer, last summer, I went, my dad was in town. I brought him down to watch TB throw and my husband attempt to catch passes. And so we're sitting on the picnic tables and he's throwing. And then TB was like, hey, babe, I need you out here. I need you out here. I had to run the balls back and lay them out for him. I was hungover. I sobered up really fast because I didn't want to piss him off. And then, you know, like I get the duffel bag and I'm running back. And I'm like, what do I do? And Jared's like, lay him out. And I'm like laying him out, trying to so perfectly. And he's like, thanks, babe. Thanks, babe. And I was like, best day ever. And I was like doing leaps, but I was so fucking scared I was going to mess up.
I mean, he's such a nice guy though. Mm-hmm. Like deep down inside. Like, it's pretty gnarly. He's a sweet person.
Very
and
sweet.
I'm a little mad right now that I didn't get the invite. So I'm actually pissed at him now.
Yeah, you should be. But you're invited to come see us.
I'm like, sure he'd always be on the receiving end of that phone call, the one that you turned him down the last time. But you know what? You are very busy right now inside the NFL, games with names. Julian Edelman, an incredible career. If it is over or if you continue to play, 3 Super Bowl championships and a Super Bowl MVP and a girl dad who, by the way, this is a sign of great parenting that she left and went to kindergarten and didn't cry. So that is kudos to you for raising a strong, independent woman. We appreciate you being here and good luck with everything. Always good to see you.
Love you, Jules.
I love you guys. Hey, thanks for having me. And she did give a little tight squeeze on the hug.
No.
But she was good.
That's awesome.
She was good.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.